This interview is brought to you by Prime XBT. Discover what's possible with Prime XBT.
I'm chatting with Sekle Tutu. He's head of region at Prime XBT South Africa. Sekle, appreciate the time this morning. I want to talk around regulation and how it's kind of creating trust in an industry. And a lot of folks, you know, 5-10 years ago, if we look at crypto, if we look at derivative trading, most notably contract for different CFDs, there wasn't much particularly aimed at those industries. We've come a long way since then, and it is an important foundation of the industry as we sit here in late 2025.
Absolutely, Simon. Good morning to all of your listeners at home. Regulation has come a long way, Simon, I think, in the last decade. I think our local regulator, the FSCA, is obviously doing a fantastic job in regulating the industry just to ensure that all the stakeholders are protected. I mean, you understand that within the CFD space, particularly Forex, there tends to be a lot of fly-by-night companies and individuals who like to take advantage of the others who are less in the know. So that's where the regulation comes in. I mean, we've got a very competent regulator who's doing a great job in actively sort of regulating this industry. So, I mean, like with our company, we are regulated by the FSCA, and should any of our clients feel aggrieved after, you know, exhausting all the internal client risk processes, they can obviously, approach the regulator for some recourse. So the regulator is there to provide recourse to any client who feels otherwise aggrieved.
I take your point on that. Absolutely. That's what they're there for, the aggrieved client. They're also there to ensure, I imagine, sort of standards and processes within Prime XBT around, for example, compliance and the like. So there's an internal component to it, which a lot of clients simply might not see at all, but makes it a better experience.
Most definitely. I mean, one thing that most consumers or clients don't realize is that as a company that accepts client deposits, all client funds have to be segregated. They can't be kept in the same bank account that is used for business operations. So that's one of the things, you know, that the regulator holds us accountable to. So I think it's all about accountability. I mean, the regulator is there to ensure that all companies that operate as FSPs are accountable.
Yeah.
In put it simply.
Yeah, and a key point is that our regulations are also to a global standard, which they always have been, but that is an important point. I want to move on to sort of the evolving trader, and I started trading back in the 90s where, you know, my prices were delayed sometimes in the newspaper. I used to phone my stockbroker. There is a whole, the traders these days, they are savvy, they're informed, they're online and digital, and they demand a lot in the space, and in many cases, they're getting it because the service levels and quality of platforms really is outstanding.
Most definitely, Simon. And over and above that, today's traders are actually much younger. I mean, especially in the crypto space, we've seen an adoption of crypto within the younger guys who are obviously a techno savvy, who are more sort of informed, they're more digital and more selective. And of course, you know, empowerment for them means more than just leverage or pricing in the products that they're trading. I mean, it's about knowledge, it's about fairness. Most of these guys scrutinize what they're being charged in spread, in commissions, and they want to be in control, whether it's trading on the app, on their phone, whether it's trading on their desktop. So Prime XBT, as an example, we've built our approach around 5 pillars, basically, which is excellence in our offering, in trust, because our pricing is transparent, and obviously competitiveness. I mean, as an example, our pricing on gold CFD is, I would argue, that it's second to none, you know, and obviously in integrity, we really pride ourselves in the integrity of all our services. And obviously we take a very client-focused approach. We want to excel in serving our clients here in South Africa and across the continent. So, we definitely have realized that, you know, the trading community is getting younger and younger as opposed to the olden days when trading services were only available to guys were, you know, in their 30s or 40s who had access to a more disposable income.
Yeah.
The industry is attracting younger guys now.
I like that point because, I mean, these traders are they savvy, but they're also getting levels of services, which, as you say, used to be available to high net worths or, frankly, institutions. I mean, I look at the platforms these days and I think back to the sort of trading platforms I would have seen in, you know, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. They're getting institutional level access and data and feeds.
Most definitely, Simon. And I think also part of the reason is because, you know, this generation of traders we have today also want to take things in their own hands. I mean, they realize that they need to be invested in a pension fund if it's somebody who has a 9-to-5. But I think they also want to be proactive in learning how to manage their own money, as opposed to relying on some hedge fund or some money manager out there to make decisions about their financial future. Yes, there is still a place for money managers, no mistake. Mm-hmm. But I think this generation really wants to learn how to manage their own money and make their own money decisions.
That's a great point, because it's not just around that trading tech. And to be clear, the tech is there and the tech is world class. But it's around partnerships. It's around education. It's around working with communities, I imagine, at the same time, as well as affiliates in the business.
Most definitely, Simon. I think our business model will only thrive, when value is shared. And that's why we don't only just invest in the trading technology that we offer our clients, but also in partnerships, like our affiliates who were responsible for bringing us, local clients, introducing the brand to the public. Also educators, which is who are part of the ecosystem, who make it their business to educate new traders or new investors about trading and investing. And obviously local communities. I mean, our initiatives, such as, example, the educational sponsorship, where we sponsor local schools, depending on what their needs are, and are part of a wider effort to obviously strengthen our financial literacy and inclusion in South Africa, in South Africa's evolving marketplace.
Yeah, and it is that financial literacy. I mean, there's a bit at school, but it's, I don't know, the stuff that you do at school doesn't look real to me. This is real world financial literacy. We'll leave it there. That's Sihle Tuta. He's head of region, Prime XBT South Africa. Appreciate the time.
This interview was brought to you by Prime XBT. Prime XBT, empowering traders to succeed. Prime XBT is an FSCA-regulated multi-asset broker, bringing together trust, innovation, and expertise to empower traders to succeed. Trade across global markets from forex and crypto to commodities, shares, and indices all in one place. Built for performance, they offer industry-leading conditions and next-generation trading experience. Whether you're just starting out or refining your strategy, they give you the freedom to learn, grow, and explore new opportunities. Start your journey with Prime XBT. Trade responsibly, as it comes with risk.